We're about ready to start. This is going to be the at-large regional leadership meeting, so if everybody who's here is here for that purpose, that's terrific. If not, it's an open meeting and you can sit here anyway. Are we ready? We have a hard...
Good afternoon. This is the at-large regional leadership meeting. It is Wednesday, April 10th, 2013. It is 12:42 p.m. and we are in function room 6 of the Beijing International Hotel. Please go ahead and start your meeting.
Thank you, and thank you, everybody. Before we go any further, could we just have a roll call? Could you just go around and say your names, please, for the records? And after that, then, we'll have an adoption of the agenda, which is... will be posted. Mac, is the agenda up? That's it? Okay, good. Okay, Wolf, could we start with you and go around the table? Thanks.
Yes, Wolf Ludwig, Chair of Fioralo.
Salnieta Tamaniko Emero, AP Ralo.
YJ Park, AP Ralo, Vice Chair.
Tijani Benjema, Vice Chair of Afralo.
Fatima Tosesila, Chair of Afralo.
Aziz Hilali, Secretary of Afralo.
Silvia Vivanco, ICANN staff.
Matt Ashtiani, ICANN staff.
Devananti Luxing, ELAC member from Lakralo.
Rinalia Abdurrahim, ELAC member, AP Ralo.
Holly Raish, AP Rallo, and ALAC member.
Garth Bruin, North American at-large regional chair.
Fuad Bajwa, co-vice chair, AP Rallo.
Mahmoud Latour from AKMS.
Good morning, Jean-Jacques Subrenard from the ALAC.
Yovi Atun, Afralo, ALAC.
Yashar Ajiv, AP Rallo.
Оксана Приходько, Юрало.
Павел Бодрани, AP Rallo Secretary.
Thank you, everybody. Now, the agenda is posted. Basically, what we're going to be doing, if you haven't read it already, we're starting with a brief update of some key issues. The first is going to be an individual participation by Wolf, which we've actually started to talk about earlier. We're doing a possibly the Rules of Procedure Working Group. There have been about 75 versions of the... so we're not going to go through all of those. We might not even go through any of them. The Metrics Working Group is important, and Tijani will be talking about that. The next thing is a really interesting way of how to make the Ralo teleconferences more interactive. Wolf will be talking about that. And we've also got contributions from Aziz, possibly Jose, and possibly Sylvia. And then Garth from Narola will be talking about that. We're going to be talking about outreach, and I'd like to hear from everybody about how you are outreaching to other ALSs in your area and what's been successful. There'll be some brief discussion on capacity building from Maureen. Thank you. And I... just possibly an update from her on how the sessions have been going with the fellows so far. If we have time, we're going to be just talking about the at-large summit planning, which for 2014, although we're already sort of 15 minutes behind, so I'm not sure we'll get to it. Now, one item, which is a little bit of a... it's a newbie... we've come across a situation where there is an ALS that's down as an AP Rallo member and they don't exist. We've looked through the rules and we're not sure we have rules on how to get rid of an ALS that no longer exists. It's a matter that I think Narallo has got some thoughts on. So if we've got time, I'd like to say, well, what kind of rules of procedure do we have and should we have to actually physically get something off our list that isn't there? Is there anything else that anybody would like to discuss at this regional leadership meeting. Anything else that we should be on the agenda that's not? And that is an open question. If not, here we go. Okay, Wolf, do you want to start lead off on the topic of individual participation within the RALOs? Thanks.
Yes, Wolf Ludwig for the records. The question of participation of individuals at the RALOs, in the particular case at URALO, is a long-standing story, and just to recall, URALO changed its bylaws 2 years, almost 2 years ago, in May 2011, to allow a better and systematic involvement of individual members. We have always had over the years, almost from the beginning, some floating individuals who participated in monthly calls and around URALO activities. Individuals were even included in the URALO board, but the restriction was they had no sort of voting rights. And the question how ALS structures, organization, and individuals could be balanced was a hot topic over some years, and then after discussions with NARALO, who has a similar constellation, allowing participation of individuals, we then modified the bylaws of URALO by saying if individuals come together, create their own home ALS at URALO, then they can fill in an application form to become an ALS for European individuals. Once this ALS will be certified by at large, they can be included like all the other at large structures. This was approved by more than 2/3 of our members, as I said, 2 years ago. Afterwards, the ball was on the individual side, and unfortunately from their side there was not much follow-up on the issue. We repeatedly invited them, nothing happened. There was always this sort of expectation, a sort of need but no demand. When it came to doing certain formalities, drafting some bylaws, etc., for this individual ALS. Finally, I did it over the Christmas break, sent it back to them, and in the meantime, one of the individuals filled in the application form, but to my knowledge, it was not yet sent to at large staff. So it's a still pending story. I don't know whether it will happen. But there is, in my opinion, no enthusiasm behind the whole story. And if they are not more pushing by themselves, I think we, from our side, should not push it any further. If there is a need, I think we should create possibilities for better involvement. But if it's only on the level of permanent expectations and no initiative behind, just wait and see.
Thank you, Wolf. A couple of questions are raised by that. Number one, Does it matter if an individual doesn't have voting rights? I mean, how much business actually hinges on somebody voting or not? And second of all, do you find that individual participation does add? In which case, does it matter? And I guess that's my question.
Do you want a direct response? Well, let's say we had some individuals who were very active from the very beginning, from the very start. And I always understood them saying there are many ALSs who do not actively participate on the mailing list, who never show up for general assemblies except for face-to-face meetings, why they have automatically a voting right. And I, being a very active individual, I don't have. I show up whenever I can at general assemblies. I contribute actively. I'm involved in ELEC working groups, etc., etc. And I see this sort of injustice, felt injustice, that a lot of ALS reps don't care, and hyperactive individuals participate, but when it comes to the point of voting on an issue at a general assembly, they can't. And that was the reason why I pushed the whole issue further. It was more or less my initiative to prepare with at large staff the modalities for the bylaw modifications, etc., to push the whole procedure by online voting through. And then we did it more or less for the individuals, but afterwards, the majority of the individuals, and we have around 7 individuals who could be concerned, who now could create their own ALS, electing one representative, would afterwards, at the next General Assembly of Juralo in June in Lisbon, they could have a voting right, one representative among the individuals, but they are not pushing it anymore, and therefore I say it's not my job as the chair to prepare the bed, and they afterwards just jump in.
Thank you. I think there's some questions raised. Now Fatima's got her hand up, Tijani has his hand up. I'd also like to hear from Garth, if you could also talk about how you manage individual memberships. Thanks. Fatima?
Thank you, Holly. Fatima, for the record. I think Wolf partly answered one of my questions was, would the individuals get together and create an ALS? And what will be the status of this? So it will be just an informal structure then, because it would be registered somewhere, I guess. And would ALAC accept this kind of structure? So that's one question. The other one was, if individuals, because the example you gave, Wolf, inspired me that one individual can just fill out the form and send it to ALAC. If that is the case, why would there be an ILS, you know, a formal structure, ask for accreditations if one individual can have voting rights by just submitting a form and being accepted? I mean, if that's the case, I don't know why we should push for formal structures to request an accreditation from ALAC, because I would have. I just want to understand.
I think okay. If you look at, and this is just a very brief response. If you look at the actual application form, you have to check a website. You have to check membership. I mean, what is clear is if you are going to form a group, it actually has to be a group. Otherwise, you you can't fill out the application form. You go through a fairly long process. Now, I think that still begs the questions that you've asked, but at least from the formal point of view, and I think Wolf was going to make this point as well, an individual simply cannot just pass the note to Tijani, and then we've got Jovi, and then I'm
thank
then
you,
I'm Garth.
I am sorry, I forgot to add in the any other business one issue, which is what is the definition of an ALS? Because right now there is a lot of confusion, and the understanding is not the same everywhere. Salah said yesterday that some ALSs are registrars. So I think this is something that we have to sort out. If we don't have time now, we can think about it later. But we need to speak about it. My question now to Wolf.
Yeah, I absolutely think maybe that instead of being at the end of the business is part of this question. Because if we're talking about what is an ALS and why do we need an ALS as opposed to individual membership, it's all part of the same issue. Now, did you want to ask a question?
It is not a question.
Excuse me, I'm listening to the interpretation channel. It's impossible to follow the conversation if you do not give your names. I mean, it's completely incomprehensible. Thanks.
Sorry, Jean-Jacques. Tijani is speaking now. This question of individual membership was raised since more than 1 year, and I got to our ALSs and proposed them to think about this question, and I was shocked because they didn't want to hear about it at all. I think that we need to think about it. But we have to think about it very objectively, trying to find what is the interest of having those individuals, and what are the problems that can be the consequence of having individual membership. I think that we need to we cannot have the same thing in all regions. I am sure in Africa it will not work. But we can think about it together, and perhaps we can find how it can be acceptable.
Thank you, Ms. Holly Raish, for the transcript records. Wolf, did you want to reply to that before we go to Yavi and Garth?
Well, of course, what is an ALS? There is not a 100% precise definition of it. To be frank, I don't name them here. I know ALSs. They consist of 2 to 3 people. They have perhaps some more family members. There are some more dogs in the backyard, some more cats or whatsoever. But ALS is a very vague definition. There are other ALSs which are much bigger. I know examples from our ALSs, and I can tell you I know all the 33 ALSs in Europe, more or less by size, what they are doing, what they are not doing, etc. I think this is part of the job of RALO leadership, to have a more precise idea about what your ALSs are. If you have the small ones, I don't know, this may also happen in Africa, and then I do not understand why the representatives of the ALSs are so strictly against the idea of including individuals. But I think it's up to each region to define. It's not a must, and it should never be a must. I think where there is a potential of active individuals, give them a chance to participate and to include them. If this is for any cultural, social, political, or whatsoever regions not considered as appropriate, simply leave it. It shouldn't be a must. It should be an opportunity, an option, where it fits and where it needs to be done. And we tried it in Europe, but this must not be for the Azoralos.
Look, thank you. I think it's really an important issue. I don't think we're going to solve it here, but it's interesting to listen to what the various views are. We've got. Alan wishes to butt in front of everybody, so go right ahead, Alan.
I just wanted to comment on what Wolf said, and as you know, I'm trying to pull the documents together that go along with the rules of procedure, which includes, among other things, a certification of ALSs. So I've read the documents recently. Those of us who were in the ALAC and regional leadership about 6 years ago did an immense amount of work to come to closure on words we could use then. We will need, the ALAC and regional leadership will need to look at those again and see if they still make sense. Changing them requires board approval. It's not a trivial exercise, but maybe we do need a rule that you need 25 members or you don't count, or something like that. And in terms of individual members, Naralo has them. It hasn't been particularly successful in that we don't have very many of them. On the other hand, we've never really tried to go out and get them. So some combination of those two makes sense. There's no point in my mind having 150 ALSs if we don't believe there's only 155 people behind them. That's not what we're trying to achieve. So it's a real problem. The ALAC and regional leadership is going to have to look at it seriously. And it will mean some of us will lose ALSs. But I think we'll have a stronger organization behind it. Thank you. Thank you for letting me butt in.
Thank you, Alan. I think, we're not going to solve this, but it's really interesting to hear people's point of view. I think offline, there's probably a debate, and I think Alan's right. The first thing we have to do is start with the words that the board has approved, because that's where we have to start. So now we're at... Listen, the leadership around here is just getting really pushy. How much am I offered?
15 seconds.
15 seconds.
Thank you. I cringe sometimes when we speak about number of ALSs we have. I think it's not about the numbers, it's about the activity. If we're all active and the number of active ALSs, that's a lot better than just the number of ALSs altogether. Thanks. Anything that can reinforce that would be really welcome, I'm sure.
In the absence of Matt these past minutes, I took the liberty of saying, please say your name, because I'm listening to the interpretation.
Right, thank you.
We can't make out...
Yavi.
That was Olivier for the rest.
Yavi. Garth, you're after Yavi.
Yavi speaking. I just want to be sure that I understand the structure of the individual situation in Uralo. Personally, I was also thinking about this issue, because it is real that we may have in a region people who are very active. They are users. They are end users. They are internet users. And we are saying that at large is for end users. And somebody can be in a situation where he cannot maybe join an ALS or structure. So there is another debate to talk about what is an ALS later. So what my understanding is that these people were given an opportunity to have only one ALS within the region. This clarification I want to have to be sure that I better understand, because the point is that they are not going to create many ILSs, send many applications, but individuals within that region are given the opportunity to create one ALS. Is it clear like this? Thank you very much. Yeah, thank you.
I've been chastised this wholly for the transcript records. Next speaker is Garth. Garth is being talked to by Alan. Garth, you are about to miss your place in the queue.
Yeah, thank you. I'm just getting instruction in my ear. This is Garth Bruin. But as I was going to say, the question about how our individual membership works within Neuralo, and I guess Alan must have felt his ears burning because then he came in the room, and then I asked him to sit at the table, and I think he answered the wrong question while I was outside. But anyway, the unaffiliated membership is more or less a virtual ALS without being a real ALS. They get one vote, regardless of how many individual members there are. And the way that I would like to structure recruitment and organization within my region is to bring people to our homepage and ask them, you know, first, do you already have an organization that could become an ALS? You're not affiliated with anybody? Does one of these organizations that we have in our ALS list interest you? Join them, and then you become represented. Failing that, become an individual member. But you have to promote all of your interests through this one member who is this ALEC person, Alan Greenberg, who will instruct your vote.
It's pretty draconian, but thank you very much. And again, it's Holly Reich for the transcript records. Going to become a broken record. Fuad, you're next. Thank you.
Thank you, Holly. Fuad Bajwa from APRALO. I guess the issue of individual membership, it comes down to being a sensitive case when we're discussing APRALO. APRALO has a multidimensional, multi-diversity region, frankly speaking, right? And the way the laws of, not the laws, I guess the cultures and traditions and the way they affect the internet public policy and laws in those countries is just very different. If we're touching Middle East, you have countries which have king rules. You have countries which have royal rules. The moment you step into South Asia, there's a whole diversification of the way the governments operate. You'll just find unlimited openness in one country, and you would find the most draconian laws in the other. And as you go down to the Asia-Pacific, you would see very progressive internet policies, and all the way to Australia, it's a whole different world. It's light years ahead. Frankly speaking, that diversity is there. Now, when I first, I think it was Hong who was the acting chair at that time, and when people used to bump into me when we were trying to do outreach, they used to ask this question. I can't be associated to a certain group. That happens with my ALS as well. What the Pakistan ICT Policy Monitor and later, now it's internet form, we have a problem that our members are policymakers, legislators. They can't be publicly associated with us because they're in the National Assembly. They constitute the Parliamentary ICT Committee. They're members of political parties. And when you're a member of a political party, you can be only one member of a party or one organization in that to that context. Then you have academicians. As part of their job, okay, they can do community service, but they cannot be part of an interest group which actually advocates policy, which actually influences policy. And then you need one person who can take up dissent in our part of the world. And when I say dissent, I'm the person who's placed on the media. I'm the person who is sent to the ministry offices in Islamabad. I'm the person who picks up the fight for policy improvement. Those people will only provide the information to us for that to happen. Now, that is a challenge. And the challenge, as far as the individual is concerned, there are people who don't want to associate themselves with anyone, but there are very few. And how are those few included? The most problem, I think, came from people who were interested from the Middle East. Because in some countries, you cannot make an NGO without royal patronage. Right? I think our ALS from Bahrain also has a problem, and there's a crown prince or someone from the royal family on the board of the Internet Society in Bahrain. So that's a real problem we have to deal with. What my proposal was, somewhat on the lines of the affiliated and unaffiliated idea,
I hadn't gone through the Nuralo idea, and then, but my proposal, and there's some documents from previous meetings from 2010 that say that maybe we can sort of explore individual membership. One proposal was without voting rights. You could be in AP Ralo, you could have someone raise concerns on your behalf, but that would not influence any ALS's voting, right? And they could vote yes or no to according to the ALS's consent. The second option was the ALS approach, the virtual ALS approach, that all those people gather around one ALS, virtual ALS, but there's one problem over there. There will be a conflict of interest within the membership of that virtual ALS. How will that be mitigated is a very big challenge.
Thank you, Fawad. Holly Rage for the transcript records. I'm becoming a broken record. Aziz?
Yes, I will speak in French.
Parler.
Yes.
Well, I wanted to react after Wolf, what Wolf said about the ALS who are not active, who are formed by members of families, or ALS who are not maybe people are not working among the members of the ALS. I think the RALO is responsible of that in the region, because normally when you receive an application, there is a process to evaluate, to assess this application. We have refused an ISOC chapter because we realized they didn't have a website, etc. And it was a chapter which was getting formed. So we think that AFRALO had rejected three ALS and ALAC as individual member. I know that it is sometimes very difficult to accept the concept of ALAC. It is the representative of the users. So if we mix all that, it is going to become something else. So I think it's better to have in the rule of procedures, we need to reject some ALS which are not active or which doesn't represent the community. We have to reject them, and an ALS has to represent its community. If not, we have to change the ALAC concept.
Thank you very much. This is a really valuable debate. I think Alan's right. We have to go back and look at what the documents are. We have to look at what we are as a group and how diverse we are and how we actually accommodate the needs of representing users, fitting in with the structures that are here. But I think this is a debate that's going to far outlast this meeting, and in fact we are way over time. We've got two people to speak. I would ask they both be really brief, and then we're going to have to move on to Tejani and metrics. But Sala, you've got 30 seconds, 40 seconds.
Salah Tamani Claremore for the transcript. Just going forward, one of the recommendations I'd like, or suggestion I'd like to put forward to the RALO leadership would be to propose a few representatives from various RALOs to put together an issues paper that can be done offline to discuss some of the issues that are raised and sort of explore some of the things that should be considered for the purpose of the current discussions.
Thank you. Jean-Jacques?
Thank you. This is Jean-Jacques speaking. Two or three remarks. The first is that we found out since the beginning of this Beijing meeting that IGAN geography becomes further and further away from real geography and the real world. This also has an impact on individual membership, because our bylaws and our structures are thus made that we have to go through a certain number of structures like ALSs. I just want to underline the crucial importance, especially from now on, of at least providing the real possibility of individual membership. Individual membership with progressive rights, perhaps. Right at the beginning, maybe you don't want to give them individual voting rights, but let's look towards that. The crucial thing is their participation to begin with. So I have a question. What is, to the best of your knowledge today, the number of individuals potentially who would really like to be active and who cannot, for the reasons, the sociological reasons which were given, for instance, by Fouad? That's very strikingly true, that in some places, if you don't have a royal charter stamped on your forehead, there's no way you can be part of anything. So that's the kind of question we have to answer. What are the numbers we're talking about? And when we have that answer, I would like to suggest that if the numbers are not gigantic, I mean not in the hundreds of thousands, then we should allow individual membership in a rather flexible way. And my last remark is, never mind about bylaws and rules. They are made to be changed. Be brave enough to come out with a written draft of a proposed bylaw change if needed.
Holly Raich for the Transcript Records, and thank you, Jean-Jacques. I certainly think there's a lot to be explored. We won't answer it now, but since Olivier has kindly given of his lunch to me, I will give him 15 seconds. Not willingly, by the way.
Thank you very much, Holly. It's Olivier Crépin-Leblanc for the Transcript Record. Afralo has raised the concern of the accreditation of ALSs, and this, of course, is going to be an ongoing discussion, and I wanted to tag on another question in there, which is, do you believe that you receive enough information in the staff implemented due diligence that is being made? Do you think there should be more? Do you, you know, this would be really helpful. Thank you.
Now we really do have to close the topic off. The next topic is rules of procedure. We've got Can you do this in about 3 seconds, Alan? Because we really are completely out of time.
Sorry, I wasn't listening. What is the question to me?
We have on our agenda, but I'm perfectly willing to overlook it, a brief update of issues, and rules of procedure are here. I don't think it's an issue. I think it's all voted on. I don't think we need to talk about it. Do we?
I can summarize what the current status is. The rules have been approved. They come into effect when a number of other documents are accepted by the ALAC. Those documents need to go to the ALAC, and they'll go to regional leadership, obviously, and everyone else at the same time. All three documents are either extractions of current things that already exist, and one of them, for instance, is ALS criteria, which we can't change unilaterally. So it's just putting it into a document. There is the position description, which has to have some cleanup done because it's out of date, but it will not change substantively. It should, on the long run, change substantively. It will not at this pass. And there is something associated with the board director selection and something associated with mailing lists, all four documents need to be approved by the ALAC. I am hoping that will be done within the next month or so. And you'll see them as they come on. There's not a lot to discuss because we've generally agreed that we're going to take them with as little change as possible and fix them in later processes. So
God help us.
You'll see that coming in the next couple of weeks, and hopefully we'll get it through in the next couple of months.
Holly Raich for the Transcript Records. Thank you, Alan. Delightfully short. Not Alan, the talk.
Alan's pretty short, too.
I'm also very I'm also vertically challenged, so it's okay. Tijani, you are next on, and we're talking about the metrics working group. Thank you.
Thank you, Holly. In fact, metrics for the for ALS for RALOS, there is not a working group yet, but we worked a lot about it since more than 100, and we didn't get agreement among all the RALOS about them. What we could accept was a general framework that can be parametered by each RALO. What is the main elements of this philosophy? It is to how to measure the participation and the involvement of the ALSs. You just said, Holly, that in AP RALO there is ALS that doesn't exist at all. So by this mean, if we implement those metrics, we can say this ALS cannot be here because it doesn't fulfill those metrics. So first element is the evaluation of the involvement and participation of the ALSs, and we need to define the elements of the criteria for involvement and participation. Second element is how will we split those ALSs? We can split them active, less active, standby. Those are examples. When they are dead, they are not ALS at all. The third element will be the definition of the threshold for those parameters. And this is the where each RALO can do its own parameters, because it seems that what is really accepted in Africa, for example, is not accepted at all in Europe. So those parameters can be changed from region to another inside the whole framework. And so I will not speak about the parameters since they can be changed from... And the last element is the treatment of the ALSs according to those metrics. So this is the general philosophy. I will not go further because I think we need to do it online. But as the soonest we adopt it, the best is, because we will solve other problems. We will know how to say this ALS is dead, how to say this ALS is active or is not active. Thank you.
Thank you, Tijani. It's Holly Race for the Transcript Records. I think that I've been involved in some of those debates. It's never easy, but it's actually a very important debate to have, because it's very hard to point and say you're not pulling your weight if you haven't got the sort of, well, you haven't done this, or you've only done this and you haven't done that. So that's a very important debate to be had, but I think you're right. It needs to happen online now. Fuad, you wanted to say something. I've got to say the line is it's closed. We have 35 minutes and a lot to get through.
Thank you, Holly. Fuad Bajwa from AP RALO. I'll try to be short. Number one, Tijani, the issue about the ALS, which is dead, is not potentially dead. It's the why I said that the process is sensitive for this whole accreditation activity is that the ALS that we recruit is an organization itself, which is following maybe an international organization's process. This, we were talking about the Internet Society of Pakistan. The Internet Society of Pakistan existed, but it was not fulfilling the mandate that it had chartered itself to fulfill under its bylaws. Therefore, the community, Internet community, technical community in Pakistan demanded and requested ISOC to revive ISOC Pakistan, and a new strategy be adopted that ISOC Pakistan would be eliminated, finished, rejuvenated into city-based chapters. And ISOC Islamabad is right now under formation with nearly 30, 35 members. And the request will be rechanged, and I think the issue has already been raised with Holly, and that, and they've requested basically that as soon as they get the charter, they will put in a formal application for change of reference. So ISOC Pakistan would actually become ISOC Islamabad Pakistan until the Council of ISOC Chapters in Pakistan is not created. So it's not actually a dead process. The second thing is a sensitivity issue. If you leave an accreditation process, if we become the judge of organizations, of members, their mandates may not require all of them to look at the registrar accreditation process. All of them would not require to public comment on nearly 100 documents that the ALAC is supposed to put its comments on. Every organization in their own community have their own set of targets and objectives. And they might, yes, some of them might coincide, would be of interest to our ALAC's laid out charters and so forth. Some might not. We cannot apply one formula for all.
May I say one word? Okay, sure, nobody will judge anyone, but for at large, for ALAC, if you want ALAC to be active, if you want ALAC to have an impact and an icon, you need people who are active. And I am really tired to hear this. We are volunteer. Nobody can judge us. Yes, nobody judge you, but you cannot. You don't fulfill the criteria to be in the at large. That's all. You are an organization in your country. You are working. You work or you don't work. It's your problem. But to give the ALAC the necessary force. We need people, and we need organizations that are active, that are minimum active. Thank you.
Wait a minute. We can't...
Hi, I'll just a reminder. This is Matt Ashjani for the record.
Officer Tony, you're interrupting me because I'm about to interrupt you.
Oh, okay.
This is Holly Raich for the transcript records. Matt was interrupting me. I was about to say that was Tejani, and I was about to call on Wolf. That was Holly calling on Wolf.
Wolf Ludwig for the records. Tejani once again. It cannot be that participation at RALO and ALAC can be the only measure criteria for an ALS active or inactive. As I repeatedly said before, if an ALS in Europe is 100% active in its country, in the media, and has much more daily relationship with internet users we pretend to represent, then for me it's good. If this ALS has limited capacities to participate regularly at URALO, but I know they exist and they are active. They are no dead ducks, and they are not pretending anything. They are proactive on the ground, in the city or on the country or in the regional level in Germany, in Switzerland, etc. For me, this proof of activity is essential and enough. And if they respond to calls when we need them for consultations, votations, etc., then I'm completely satisfied. Thanks.
Wolf, thank you very much. It's Holly Raich for the transcript records. We've got exactly 30 minutes and a lot on the agenda, so I'm going to be particularly brutal here. We talk about initiatives to make what the agenda suggests are some pretty important things. Initiatives to make RALO teleconference is more important, and there are three people listed. There's outreach and inreach and recruitment of new ALSs. I'm supposed to talk to that. I'll just cut myself out. That's fine. Capacity building activities. I think really it's worth more in you talking at least a little bit about that. So what I'd really like to fit in, if we possibly can, is the things that actually will make ALAC and the RALOs more active, more proactive. So could everybody please be brief? But from AFRALO, Aziz, can you talk briefly about making teleconferences more active from your chapter experience, from your ALS experience, from, I would say, Afralo's experience. After that, by the way, we're going to have either Jose, and after that we're going to have Garth. So this is all going to happen within 20 minutes, and I'm going to be brutal.
In French, please.
For AFRALO, we have monthly teleconferences where about between 10 and 15 people participate regularly. That's people from ALSs. But the issue here is how to get the ALSs to be more active at teleconferences. And so that depends on the agenda in general. So from what we've seen, when the agenda includes activities that interest ALSs, they do show up, such as the capacity building we had proposed at ICANN, at AFRALO level, after the great success of the capacity building session we organized at Dakar. We proposed ICANN to have virtual training sessions, webinars, which are being generalized. It is being adopted by all ICANN constituencies. And then when there's announces that there will be a summit of ALSs, everyone seems to be interested. And we also try to get them involved in our working groups as we create them. And we have people who don't necessarily belong to AFRALO officials group, and they do participate in working groups, and they're very active. That's what I wanted to say. And then as regards to the other activities we organize at AFRALO, we've also created a wiki page, which works, and we've asked all ALSs to post their activities on this page so that we get to show that's because of a recommendation of FADIS, because he asked for ALSs activities to be published on the wiki page. And I think Dev's presentation will be transmitted to our ALSs so that they can be more active and for their activities to be known throughout ICANN. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Aziz. Holly for the transcript records. I think that's a really important suggestion that we use the wiki pages so that all of the ALSs can start to contribute what it is they do, as well as to have a monthly report that will encourage us to learn about each other. And I think that's terrifically, well, others to learn about us as well. It's terrifically important. Now, next is Lacrallo. Jose?
I'm going to speak in Spanish. Hello, good morning to everyone. Jose Arce speaking. I will be very brief. Most of the things that are on the agenda has been already discussed in other sessions. Lacrallo has been focusing on this. We had our General Assembly in Costa Rica, and we had working sessions. We had four working groups. Holly Rage. Jose Arce speaking. So, to sum up, in Costa Rica, since that meeting, Lacrallo has created four working groups based on specific working sessions. So we achieved greater participation in that working group. We also had a capacity building program proposed by Fatima and Natalia, And we had that program during the first half an hour of our monthly teleconferences. And we are also having other working group that is working on leveling issues, and we are approaching these issues at all levels. Before they become ALSs, we're working with the ALSs that are part of the community. And we also try to interact, or we also try to achieve interaction among active and not so active ALSs. We have created many surveys to see the level of them and to see how to approach these issues. These were the main initiatives of our regions, and we have outreach for this. And I would like to take 30 seconds to express my point of view, my personal point of view, about this particular session. We have been asking and discussing with Sylvia. We have a long agenda and little time. So we said this before, or this has been said by other members. It is not good to have this meeting with so big an agenda, because the course of the meetings that leaders have, well, we do not have many calls to interact together. At least Lacrallo participates in one of these sessions. So my proposal would be to be able to have calls, more calls with leaders, so that we can come to the meetings with a specific agenda, with less items to debate, and not issues that are debated on the calls, but practical proposals so that to be applied. So this is my suggestion. This is Sylvia's and my point of view, and the one of those working in the region. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and I think that's an excellent suggestion. I, too, sometimes get overwhelmed by an agenda and go, we've got 5 minutes to have an in-depth search of a very important issue, and you can't do it in 5 minutes, so understand that. Holly Rage for the transcript records. Heidi's going to get after me. Now, did you want to talk? Would you give your name first? Heidi, would you like to talk as long as you speak slowly and identify yourself?
Thank you. This is Heidi for the record. Just a point of clarification. Traditionally, the RALO secretariats have a call 1 month prior to the ICANN meeting where they set the agenda. This agenda that you see today was developed during or agreed to during a RALO, a cross-RALO secretariat call. So if you wish to change that, please let staff know and we can go ahead and accommodate that. Thank you.
I'm going to intervene again, Holly Rafe, to say I think what happens when the agenda is set is everybody gets so excited that we can talk about all these wonderful things, forgetting that actually every one of them could take a whole session. And Jose?
Jose Arce speaking. Very briefly. We agree with you. I participated in that previous call, and my proposal is to have, I don't know if monthly calls, but at least every 3 months with the leaders, and not only 1 month prior to the meeting. So I propose myself, if it is that I continue being the chair, or otherwise I would give feedback to the other candidate, in order to propose to have a shorter agenda so that we can come here and discuss practical issues and not the same issues that we have been discussing during previous calls. So, because otherwise we are repeating discussions and repeating topics. That's all. Thank you. Or else to have more time assigned to this type of sessions. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Holly Raish, for the transcript records. Heidi, could you just make a little note of that? And really, we've got 20 minutes left. We have to actually talk about Narallo with Garth. I would like to hear from Maureen on capacity building, if possible. We've got at least 3 seconds for the summit to be discussed. I think So we'll have to keep it fairly short. Does somebody want to talk? Is somebody on the list?
Yes.
I just wanted to support José's motion for there to be calls, maybe not periodic calls, but to deal with specific issues such as the nature of ALSs or the criteria of participation. And it can only be solved that way, because if we keep repeating the same, we're going to solve nothing.
Thank you, Tijani. Holly Rage for the Transcript Records. Groom, Garth, you're on to talk about Naralo and Spotlight.
Thank you, Chair. This is Garth Bruin, Chair of Naralo. Yes, we talk about diversity, and we certainly have diversity, and not only in culture, but in viewpoint as far as the way that we approach the Internet and Internet policy. And unfortunately, we only get to celebrate that diversity when we have these remote meetings. And I decided that we should be celebrating our individual regional diversity on a regular basis. So what I started within my region is what I've called the ALS Spotlight. Each month for each teleconference, we invite one of our ALSs to give a brief presentation about who they are and what they do and why they're here. And several of them have supplied videos, which we can then post on the website and other people can view. This does two things. The first is that it gets everybody to understand what everybody else is doing in a very good way. The second thing that it does is it gets the individual ALSs to talk, and it lets them know that they can talk. As somebody who came on to At Large, I did not always know where and when I could speak. And we want to bring these people up and tell them, you're here to talk. You're here to let everybody know what you have to say. And this has actually become a very, very popular item for our calls, and it takes away from the sort of stilted policy discussion that usually goes on. And I think that it's a success, and it's something that I would love to see everybody adopt.
Holly Rage for the Transcript Records. Does anyone have any questions of Garth? Because I think that's a great suggestion. And Dev, Garth will find it easy to put stuff on the web. I trust you all know how to use the wiki because not all of you were here this morning for the very enlightened discussion that we had. Thank you. Any questions of Garth? Right. Maureen, go ahead with capacity building.
Wait a minute.
The guy who's provided my lunch involuntarily would like to speak. Olivier?
Thank you, Holly. It's Olivier Crépin-Leblanc for the Transcript Record. Just wishing to take 10 seconds to add that there have been very few of our AP Railo ALSs taking part in the discussions here, and I just wanted to remind for those who are in the room that they're very welcome to take part as well. I mean, of course, you're the chair for this meeting, but in the at-large meetings and so on, they're very welcome to take part. And a couple have, but don't feel shy. It's really good to get new input. Thank you.
Your name first. Maureen Hilliard for the Transcript. Talking about capacity building a little bit sort of misleading. Really, what we were my involvement has actually been in looking at the ALSs who are coming to this meeting for invited by AP Railo, and we were looking at raising their awareness of what ICANN was all about. So we were filling in some knowledge gaps. So what I did was I did a survey, first of all, to find out, to explain all the different areas and to find out where the knowledge gaps were. And I think that what we've done is, and then I worked with Janice, who I know runs an amazing fellowship program. I mean, I've been part of that program twice, and I know that that's really helped to to raise my understanding of how the system works. And I knew that if we could include our aliases who are new to the system, who needed to get a little bit more understanding so they can actually participate more effectively as ALS members, that we would actually sort of like get, I'm sure we're going to enhance the quality of the input that we get from them. But I think too that following this this meeting, they have been involved in the fellowship program and the newcomers program that was introduced for them, planned for them on Sunday, that following this we will do an evaluation and perhaps some sort of review of how we enable them to interact with us in our, on our calls. And I think that Garth's suggestion of having the spotlight and enabling them to perhaps give us all as AP Rallo an opportunity to find out more about what they're doing. And as you say, Wolf, you know, there are people who are working really, really hard within their localities. And I think, though, that we do have to, you know, sort of like realising that the ALSs are part of the decision-making, the contributions are, you know, within the system itself are really important. So if we can encourage them to maintain what they're doing in their regions and their localities, but at the same time to bring back into the system their, you know, their contributions towards the requests for contributions that are being asked for. Thank you.
Thank you, Maureen Holly Roche for the transcript records. Does anybody have any questions about the capacity building that's gone on that Maureen's been involved in with the newcomer stream? And Maureen, if there's, is there information that people can access if they didn't participate?
I think what we can do is, and I'll work in with Janice on this, is perhaps, you know, to build more information into the wiki. Yeah.
Thank you, Maureen. And for those who were not here this morning for Deb's marvellous hour-long run-through of how to run the wiki, how to actually participate, may I suggest that each Rallo point to, and I'll have Deb describe, say where it is, Dev's going to put together something that will explain to people how to use the website so you can participate in the issues. Because, I mean, something I personally asked for, what, months ago, to say you have to make it really easy for people, starting with just the ICANN homepage, to find their way into where the policy issues are, what's being said, how to find out further information, and then how to participate. And I think that's possible. Dev, do you want to?
Thank you. Devan Antilak Singh speaking. I think listening to the previous meetings, there is a definite need for really to bring some content in terms of the skill sets of how the ALSs can use the wiki and perhaps other technology tools. And this has been an item that the Technology Task Force, which is a standing working group, is attempting to create. So we have got some good ideas, in fact, coming out of this this morning's session. And already some persons have approached me to join the Technology Task Force to really help make this happen. So I just want to say that if you have any questions, you know, please just ask. You know, any questions are welcome. So, you know, you could find me anytime, and you can also ask staff to put any questions. But look forward to some announcements very soon.
Holly Rage for the transcript record. Thank you, Dev. And I would strongly urge people to say to your own individual ALSs, this information is available, there'll be a video, they can join the task force, but it's an easy way to participate. It's an easy way to find out about what's going on in ICANN. It's an easy way to find out the background for issues, and then it's an easy way to follow the debates because, as some of you may have observed, there have been some pretty hot issues where, in fact, there's been a lot of exchanges on the email on the wiki page, and it means we encourage your participation. Now, I have managed to give us 10 spare minutes. Is everybody happy with that? We can go back and actually cover the things that we didn't cover. We did rules. We've done that. Do we want to talk about briefly the summit? It's the one item that we really haven't talked about. First of all, does anybody have any other business, anything, now that we're all around the table, is there anything anybody would like to raise? And if not, we'll talk about the summit. Fatimata, and then Tijani. And please say your name.
Fatimata Seisila Afralu. This is a point of information regarding Afralo's initiative to make the teleconferences more interesting. We've invited our vice president, our ICANN vice president, the regional vice president, Pierre Dungenu, to participate in our meetings and answer questions. And that makes a lot of synergy and a lot of interest among the ILSs to come and participate and ask questions, get answers, get information about the African strategy and all that. So that was one point I wanted to mention.
Thank you, and that may be a suggestion for others. I think we all have contacts within the various relevant regions, whether it's government or whether it's one of the NICs or the RIRs or whatever, and to actually have presentations on issues might be a way to actually attract people in and to listen. Tijani, you
yes.
Put your hand up?
Yes, just an announcement.
And identify yourself.
Yes, I will do. Tijani speaking. Just an announcement. Tomorrow at 11 o'clock, there will be a meeting of the stakeholder engagement, which is very important. And I invite all the regional leadership to attend it because it will be it is a meeting that inside which we will the strategy of ICANN in terms of outreach will be decided. So please come and contribute.
Tijani, I'll erase for the transcript records. Tijani, where? Do you have a venue?
Yes. It will be in Grand Hall A. Grand Hall A. A. Grand Hall A.
So that's 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, the Grand Hall A. Now, is there any other business? If not, everybody gets an early mark of 5 minutes. Heidi, are you happy with that? Having given me my marching orders?
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, now that I've taken your lunch, do you have anything to say? Thank you very much. And look, thank you all for your time. And having politely declined the request, he has something he'd like to say.
Thank you very much, Holly. It's Olivier Crépin-Leblanc for the transcript record. I thought it would be an appropriate time to thank the chair of this meeting for conducting it so well and in time.
And I would like to thank the chair for part of the lunch that he involuntarily gave up. Aziz, are you thanking him for his chicken as well? First, could we all please thank the interpreters who have earned their keep? Could we all then thank the technical assistants? Could we do our usual thank you for all of our ACAN staff who have been brilliant? And could we ever thank who put in the carpet so that we are all being electrocuted as we walk?
We are missing Gisela.
We are missing Gisela. Everybody say yay, woo! That leaves us with 1 minute. Oh, no, Aziz?
Just an announcement.
We're going to have a meeting at 2 p.m. It's a joint meeting between Afro and African, and we invite everyone to participate at this meeting.
Did everyone have their headsets on? And if not, would you please put your translation so that people... I did not have my headset on. But he announced an event you are going to want to attend. This is Holly Rage for the Transcript Records. So would you please say that again, but allow people time to put their headsets on. Thank you.
If you need them.
We will have a joint meeting.
You guys are just...
African Afro, and you are invited to join us.
At 1400.
At 1400. In this room.
Thank you very much. It's Holly Rage for the Transcript Records, and you all have an early mark. Thank you. This meeting is closed.